Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 89. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 64. Tonight, clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 89 tomorrow. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 70.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Bureau of Investigations and local law enforcement are investigating after the city of Randolph in Riley County says that they've been defrauded of more than $40,000 out of the city. As KAKE News reported, according to law enforcement, they say that an individual was posing as a consulting group that ended up defrauding the city of more than $40,000 overall. As so far, no other information has been provided, and Riley County is asking anyone to call their Crime Stoppers line with any information at 75-537-2112. Randolph is a small town just west of Tuttle Creek Lake, roughly 25 miles north of Manhattan, with a population of roughly 159 people. In other news, the Kansas Corporation Commission continues to hold testimony hearings regarding the proposal for Kansas Gas Services to be increasing their rates over the next few years. As according to Joseph Ostrob, the attorney for the Citizens Utility Ratepayers Board, they say there's been a lot of negotiation behind the scenes. Mid-American Network News.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As the election season gears up across the nation, the state of Nebraska is also getting ready for the big election season, as all eyes are on the Omaha, Nebraska area after being only one of two states in the nation that looks at electoral college votes based on congressional districts, that the blue dot of the Omaha area could potentially sway the election nationwide one way or the other. As the national pundits of NBC News ended up making their way to the Omaha area, talking to individuals about what their concerns are and what their top priorities are on making their political decisions this year.
Unfortunately, you have to pick the best of the two options. That's what this place is partly about, right?
Because this is a local business that quite literally feeds a population that may not be able to afford it otherwise.
That's exactly right. If we don't have enough food to eat, then nothing else matters.
That audio from NBC News, as they say, some Republicans have tried to get rid of that process to give the electoral college votes based on the entire state's population as opposed to the congressional districts.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Storms Wednesday evening prompted numerous thunderstorm and tornado warnings. Doppler indicator rotation near Greenleaf led to the first tornado warning shortly after 6, with several more following in parts of southeast Washington, southwest Marshall, later into southeast Nebraska into Jefferson Gage counties. A funnel cloud was sighted by a trained observer across the state line in Nebraska. Storms lingered across the region for a couple of hours, and a tornado reportedly touched down about 7 miles northeast of Olsburg, just south of the Marshall County line, shortly after 7 p.m. Gusty winds, some hail up to 2 inches in diameter, was also reported, with rainfall totals widely ranging from 1.5 inches to as much as 3.5 inches. Details in the murder of a Blue Rapids man, 36-year-old Cameron Shoptease, in July were detailed in a recent report from an affidavit filed by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. 31-year-old James Winkenwaiter remains in jail on first-degree murder charges and faces $1 million bond. According to KSNT News, a Blue Rapids woman called 911 around 10:30 p.m. July 4th and reported finding Shoptease lying in her yard after hearing fireworks go off. When authorities arrived, blood was found, but no body. On July 6th, investigators interviewed a couple who alleged Winkenwaiter shot Shoptease in the chest with a black powder .44 caliber firearm and left his body at a location he called the farm. Later that day, Winkenweider was arrested for bond violation on a previous arrest on allegations of aggravated assault. He had reportedly been seen at the Shopty's residence earlier July 4th, making threats, and had a history of violence against a woman who lived there. Winkenweider denied the allegations he had killed Shopty's and disposed of his body. Evidence was found by authorities in the incident. Later, the woman who initially reported the 911 call July 4th recanted. Human remains were found in a 55-gallon barrel at a rural location near Waterville. An autopsy identified Cameron Shopty's as the victim. James Winkenweider remains in custody on first-degree murder charges with $1 million bond set. A Washington man, 84-year-old Jim McBeath, died as a result of injuries from a vehicle accident in Washington July 30th. He apparently lost control, struck a tree, and the vehicle overturned. The driver was transported to Washington County Hospital, then transferred to a Lincoln Hospital, where he passed away July 31st. Marysville City Council meeting Monday voted to adopt a revised ordinance regarding alley parking. The matter had gone back and forth with committee and legal counsel, resulting in the proposed ordinance, which passed on a 5-3 vote, with Sheree Ferris, Colleen Behrens, and Keith Beichman voting against the measure. Health insurance options were considered, with a 19% annual increase from Blue Cross Blue Shield expected this next year. An alternate through a municipality's organization would result in savings of some $80,000 from the current plan after that increase. With most deductibles and copays similar, the alternate plan was approved unanimously. City swimming pool manager presented a dog swim for Monday, September 2nd, as the pool prepares to close for the season. Small dogs under 30 pounds will be allowed 6 to 7 p.m., all dogs from 7 till 8 p.m. The proposal was passed unanimously. The pool is open limited hours now through September 2nd. Marysville Sport and Recreation has requested closing the downtown office and providing an information kiosk in the Chamber and Main Street office. They're requesting a 5-year contract extension for operations at a cost of $70,000 annually. That was approved unanimously. Parks and Recreation Committee meeting discussed a proposal to inspect a steam locomotive in the city park to see if an outside group would be interested in acquiring and moving the engine for restoration. That inspection was approved. A fitness court was discussed, but a $170,000 match required could potentially be done at less expense. Options for a splash park were considered at an estimated cost of $200,000, with alternate funding sources, including the potential of a pony-up fund, were discussed. A resolution to condemn a fire-damaged home at 904 May Street in Marysville was approved unanimously. Approval was granted for a Boy Scout Eagle project to construct a storage facility at the Marysville City Swimming Pool. An open meeting is planned Thursday, August 22nd, for discussion of water and sewer rates and ongoing plans to fund maintenance and improvements. The meeting at 5:30 p.m. at the City Building is open to the public, and the video will be on the City YouTube and Facebook sites. Request for proposals for development of a Kester House restaurant at 908 Elm in Marysville are due by 4 p.m. Monday, August 26th at Marysville City Hall. Baby Milo Festival is this weekend. Activities get underway with Kids Night beginning at 6 p.m. on Friday. The softball tournament will begin Friday, continuing Saturday. Many other events are planned, including Saturday, Milo and Corn exhibits, the truck show. A parade is planned Saturday afternoon at 4 in Beatty, with entertainment on Saturday evening beginning at 6. City of Marysville Water Department will be fixing a broken meter pit at 410 May Street Thursday, August 15th. Water may be off for several hours beginning around 9 a.m. Thursday in the neighborhood of 410 May Street. Please save some drinking water as needed. The Water Department will also be doing service on Thursday afternoon about 1 o'clock at 604 North 11th Street. Again, this could be off several hours in the neighborhood of 604 North 11th Street Thursday afternoon. Please save drinking water as needed. James E. Jim McBeath, age 84 of Washington, passed away July 31st. A graveside service is planned Friday, 3 p.m. at the Washington City Cemetery, with a Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jim McBeath. Barbara Jo Hamlin, age 67, passed away January 23rd. A graveside service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Cemetery, Hanover, with the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Barbara Jo Hamlin. Rita M. Brinkley, age 69, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the McPherson Cemetery Monday afternoon. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at the Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Rita Brinkley. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lemon pepper fish, cornbread, tater tots, peas and carrots, and pineapple. Tomorrow, chicken patty on a bun with baked beans, Normandy blend, and mandarin oranges. KUNDY News Time 7:16.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder what's next. Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some rain showers may linger early Saturday morning, then sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Staying sunny into Sunday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, and a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Showers may linger early Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, then partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Staying sunny as we head into Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, and then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Tuesday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. And more rain still possible early Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-August, 89, record high on this date, 109, the average low 67, and the record low 46. Sunset this evening, 8:23, sunrise in the morning at 6:41. We had a strong inch and a half in our rain-gauged studios here in Marysville Wednesday evening, up to 3.5 inches. Some reports crossed the area. Sunny and 70 the morning after. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 15th of August. KUNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum wants to remind everyone that propane renewals are due August 15th. Don't let old man winter sneak up on you this year. Give them a call at 785-337-2446. Maximize your savings with a guaranteed propane contract and lock in your price for 1 to 3 winters with Sapp Brothers Petroleum. First year's lease payment is free for any new customer, so call for a quote. Servicing residential and farming to commercial and industrial needs. That's Sapp Brothers Petroleum, treating you like family with service that'll make you want to come back.
Christine Lisi. Massive news for a rookie quarterback. Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, the 10th overall pick in this year's NFL draft, will miss the entire 2024 season. Surgery on his torn meniscus revealed a repair was necessary. McCarthy hurt during the preseason opener. Sam Darnold starts for Minnesota week one. He has made 7 starts the last 2 seasons. The Browns signing linebacker Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah to a 3-year extension worth up to $39 million includes $25 million guaranteed. Another injury hit at running back for fourth-ranked Texas less than 2 weeks before kicking off its inaugural season in the SEC with the season opener against Colorado State. True freshman Christian Clark out for the season with a torn Achilles. Last week, C.J. Baxter suffered a season-ending knee injury. So now Texas has three scholarship running backs. Quarterback Quinn Ewers said if more running responsibility falls on him, he's happy to do that. Ewers is one reason this season could be a big one for Texas, believes Paul Feinbaum, host of the SEC Network's Paul Feinbaum Show.
They're capable of winning it all. I mean, with Quinn Ewers, a quarterback, that is a big boost for them. They lost their running back this week, Baxter, and I think that's a significant loss, especially early in the season when they go to Michigan. Just keep your eyes on that game. If Texas survives Ann Arbor, I think they're in really good shape for the playoffs. They have Georgia later on at home. They have A&M on the road in the final game, but I think they have a legitimate shot at winning it all.
Paul Feinbaum on ESPN's Get Up. Baseball, Dodgers righty Walker Buehler on the injured list since June 19th with right hip inflammation, set to return tonight against the Brewers in a matchup of National League division leaders. Golf, Scottie Scheffler is the odds-on betting favorite to win the FedEx Cup as the playoffs begin this week, minus 120 at ESPN Bet.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from August 16th through the 19th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Garden fresh flavor at its best. Check out the new salad bar at Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville. Add on or as a light lunch option. Fresh daily, 11 to 1:30, Tuesday through Saturday.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. For the first time in nearly 3.5 years, inflation has dipped below 3%. The Consumer Price Index shows prices last month were 2.9% higher than a year ago, giving economists more confidence the Fed will cut interest rates at its next meeting in September. The release of the CPI Wednesday gave another boost to Wall Street. The Dow Jones added 243 points and closed back above 40,000. The S&P advanced about 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite advanced a fraction. We'll get a glimpse at the retail landscape when Walmart reports its quarterly earnings before today's trading begins. The value of Walmart shares is up 31% this year. That compares to 14% for the Standard & Poor's 500 overall. Cell phone giant T-Mobile has been hit with a $60 million fine after failing to protect customer data. It's the biggest fine ever from the government's Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Thursday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we inch closer to an opening bell here on this now Thursday day of trade, first and foremost, let's get you a quick recap on how things finished up yesterday. It was a mixed finish in the grains and the oil seeds. It was a decent day in the livestock, though. Pretty much higher numbers across the board. Cattle markets were higher with August live cattle up 60 at 184.60, October up 137 at 182.12. Triple-digit gains for the feeders as well. August feeder cattle up 142 at 247.90. September up 217 at 244.35. And decent day for the hogs as well. Leading the charge, October lean hogs up 307 to 75.92. December was up 250 at 67.25. A look into the grains and the oil seeds through the overnight pre-trading session. We're seeing some pretty significant gains here this morning. Chicago wheat was higher yesterday, but both Kansas City and spring wheat saw some losses. However, some recovery this morning. September Kansas City wheat up 9.25 at 555.5. December to 570 a bushel.
bushel. That's 8¾ cents higher. September oats up 1¼ to 3.22. And corn also higher. September corn up a penny at 3.82. December up to 4.02¼. That's 1½ cents higher. Soybeans, who had a very troublesome Monday and Tuesday, had a nice day of recovery yesterday and on the right track here this morning. September soybeans up 5½ at 9.57¾. November up 6 at 9.74½. September meal up 3.20 at 3.08.30. Now October soy oil is up a point at 39.40. Minimal gains there. And cotton also green. December cotton up 17 at 67.22. Into the energy markets, crude oil's up 67 at 77.65 a barrel. Unleaded gas is up a penny at 2.34 a gallon. Heating oil also up 1 at 2.37, and natural gas is up 3 at 2.25. Into the metals, August gold up 17.60 to 24.57. Silver's up 83 cents at 28.17 per ounce, and the dollar index up 3 at 102.415.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Anastasia Meyer, a Nebraska Extension educator, recently completed K-State's Master of Agribusiness program, where her thesis involved researching land values for Kansas and Nebraska. She shares the rate at which land values have inflated since the late 1800s and a figure from the USDA that prompted her thesis question.
In 1870, when the first census of ag was done in Kansas, the average land value was $13 an acre. The average land value in the most recent census of agriculture for Kansas in 2022 was $2,579 per acre. In Nebraska, it started out at $10 an acre in 1880. By 2022, their land values had increased much higher than Kansas to 4,409 values. So I wanted to look at what was driving these rates of increase, because the USDA also reported in 2022 that Kansas farm real estate was increasing at a rate much higher than any state in the nation, up to 16.3% from 2022 to 2023.
She explains when Kansas and Nebraska experienced the biggest jump in land values.
Both had really large increases in land value from 2017 census to the 2012 census. During this time, we had a steady rise in commodity prices from 2008 to 2014. It was a great time to be farming. Net farm incomes were great. Kansas as a whole increased 79%. Nebraska actually doubled in land values and prices, and they increased 105%.
Meyer shares an interesting research finding and what made it possible.
Despite the low income and the lowered commodity prices, there was still an increase in land values at the 2017 census. Kansas had an increase of 13%, and Nebraska had an increase of 16%. So this was one thing that did not follow the trend in my thesis. And this small increase is attributed to cash reserves. Cash was really driving these land values, and the ability to have that cash on hand kept the values high, as well as the cattle prices were still good at this time, and it was causing pasture values to still remain high.
That was a Nebraska Extension educator, Anastasia Meyer, on her recently completed thesis concerning land values in Kansas and Nebraska. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They will have a cattle sale today with around 450 head of early consignments, including 5 black bulls and heifers weighing 4 to 450, 10 black heifers off grass weighing 6 to 7, 5 black and white face yearling steers weighing 6 to 8, 120 black steers and heifers at 6 to 850, 87 crossbred heifers weigh 7 to 8, 14 black heifers 750 to 8, 4 black heifers 8 to 9, 136 crossbred steers weigh 8 to 925, and 60 black steers off grass 850 to 925. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Cafes open for lunch 11 to 2 with fried chicken for dinner today. 729 from KNDY. Rough night last night. We came in with thunderstorm warnings. Tornado warnings prompted from 6 to around 7:30 p.m.
Touched down 7 miles northeast of Olsburg, perhaps. Ran about 5 minutes there. Funnel cloud sighted just north of the state line up toward Odell. We had some other Doppler indicated tornadic activity with those thunderstorms. Brought some welcome rains, 1.5 inches, widespread, up to 3.5, even a little more, some areas. Gusty winds at times, some hail reported. Highs today around 90, we'll hold in that pattern, seasonal highs heading into the weekend.
Babies born during the end of July through August 22nd are under the sign of Leo. We will tell you what that says about your new child or grandchild on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 15th, the 228th day of the year. Actress Jennifer Lawrence has a birthday, and the film The Wizard of Oz premiered in Hollywood on this night in 1939. The summer months are when most babies are born in the U.S., so you might be wondering what to expect from a child or grandchild born under the current sign of Leo. Like a lion, Leos tend to have larger-than-life personalities. They dream big but crave positive reinforcement. So encourage them with measured amounts of praise. As for encouragement, experts recommend complimenting efforts or accomplishments rather than innate qualities. For example, do say, "Great job on that drawing." Don't say, "You're a great artist." It implies expectations they may not always live up to. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. With fall football camp still underway for K-State and KU, the Kansas State Wildcats say that they've been focusing a lot of attention on defense as they've been trying to be as versatile as possible and building up those ranks.
We're going to see RPO game. We're going to see quarterback run game. We're going to see downhill run game. We're going to see I-backs. We're going to see 13 personnel. We're going to, you know, see spread pass game. We've got everything going on. And our guys are managing it, you know. So not only do we have to handle our installation, but then we have to manage it against all the different complexities.
They do a lot of motion and movement, so you got to make sure your eyes is locking on the right spot, and just keep a track of Avery, because it's like a tool thing with him. He can either throw the ball, or he's going to take off on you. So you got to know where he's at all time.
Like, that's how we fly around to the ball, because that's a good thing to have as a characteristic as a defense. You like to have everybody at the ball, not just 9 people or 10. You need to have all 11 hats at the ball.
Mid-American Network Sports.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash, 7 Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort. We're the winners. Play Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings Eco Coat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV resistant, lasts 3 times longer than a rubber roof with a Toppers Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, lock kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your job work for you!
The Kansas City Royals continue on with their road trip as they wrap up their series right now with the Minnesota Twins and head out to Cincinnati to take on the Reds for a 3-game series starting on Friday and going into the weekend. Their last home series was Friday and Saturday as the Arizona Cardinals came up to Kauffman Stadium, where the Royals ended up going 1-1 for the series as they continue to linger in that number three slot for the American League Central at 65-54 for their overall record. The Twins are just above them at 66-52, and the Royals are still five games behind the Cleveland Guardians at 70-49. In other news, it's game number two for the preseason for the Kansas City Chiefs coming up this Saturday as they have another Saturday afternoon game with kickoff at 3 p.m. as they are at home taking on the Detroit Lions at Arrowhead Stadium. There is one final preseason game coming up next Thursday against the Chicago Bears. That kickoff on Thursday at 7:30 before game number one of the regular season starts on September 5th against the Baltimore Ravens. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.